This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I know the podcasters won't hear this, but I've heard that bumper as an intro on this show hundreds of times. I don't know that I know who it is. Who is it?
I've already forgotten. I can't recall what you're talking about.
Weezer?
It's Weezer.
Oh, you mean this song?
Yes,
oh,
the bumper.
Yeah, Weezer.
All right, so we
no
have
file?
Have we mentioned that Neil Grimberg's going to be on?
We have.
Okay, and what's he coming on for? I don't even know.
I think he wants to talk Terry McLaurin contract. He actually maybe sides with the front office.
Sides with the front office in a sense of what he's worth?
Maybe.
And what he's worth. Oh, okay.
I saw him tweet.
I heard him on with B. Mitch and JP a couple days ago. He basically he's banking on him regressing once he hits that 30-year-old plateau, because a lot of wide receivers in history, they're not as productive past age 30 as they were pre.
Neil knows these things. He's way better than me and all this stuff.
Yeah.
But I do also remember having a distinct conversation with him about Ovi regressing at age 30. I do remember that conversation.
That probably happened.
I'm not saying that Terry McLaurin is as great as Ovi, but some guys are exceptions. I think generally,
exceptions to the rules.
I think generally he's right.
Yeah.
But I think Terry might be one of those exceptions. We will see. But we'll have him on next segment for sure.
By the way, had there been minor rumblings that Ovi's basically, I think he's hinted that this upcoming season may not be his last?
I believe that. I've always maintained that. If he plays at a high level, why go play in an inferior league? Yeah. I know it's your home and you want, you're adored at home and they'll overcompensate you.
Yeah.
But, dude, he loves it here too.
And that's something we can touch on with Neil too.
Yeah.
He thinks Ovi could possibly play more than this upcoming season, which, by the way, they dropped the puck October 8th. At home against the Boston Bruins. So, yes, your cap season, not that far off.
I know they had a schedule release.
They did.
In the last couple of days.
Yep, within the last week.
I also wonder, and I mentioned this earlier, you guys, I don't know, do you think when a guy like TJ Watt, when he comes in agreement, does that mean signal, okay, the second rounders are coming in, now the veterans that are holding out, they're starting to lock in. Does that put some sort of, not pressure, but just, it just shows that, hey,
catalyst?
Yeah, these things are winding down. I don't know what's going to happen with the Trey Hendrickson thing. Those are the big ones, right?
Terry, Trey Hendrickson. Those are the two big ones left.
And TJ was a big one.
I think the date is more the catalyst, right? So the date of veterans reporting is 4 days away. The rookies report today. Veterans report on the 22nd. The 27th is their band back together event or something like that.
I'm still sticking to my prediction. I think I predicted he would sign around August 1st, somewhere around August 1st.
I was slightly before that.
August 3rd, somewhere around there. I think
I'm starting to think I would lean, actually, I would move my peg further down.
Oh, really?
Probably.
Kicking the can further down the road.
I would, but I'm stuck on July 30th.
I think he misses about a week, maybe 10 days of camp, and then signs early August. I'm sticking with that.
That's a lot of camp to miss. I hope it doesn't get to that point.
I think it's a lot of camp to miss for somebody who's either a rookie or a second-year guy, but for an established vet like Terry,
I agree.
I don't think it's that huge of a deal.
But that just shows real sort of bitterness on both sides.
Well, I think there is some acrimony on both sides at this point.
I would think that way, but my outlook has changed ever since Jamar Chase said that his holdout and missing camp affected the team.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So what does that make you think?
I don't know. Just like timing's off. You're sluggish. Mm-hmm.
But does that make you think, though, that it's more likely to get done? Or you're saying you always thought it was no big deal?
Yeah. I always thought that this would be no big deal. You can, if you're a high performing player, you can just come in whenever you want and everything's all hunky dory.
It's not a big deal. Yeah.
But it just changed my perspective when he said that.
Well, I think it changes the teams, the chemistry and some of the vibes.
Yeah.
It's definitely a big vibe thing, too. It's a vibe thing. And I think also they all say, and it makes sense, that you can run around on the high school football field all you want. You can do all the training that you want intensely. Nothing is the same as with the team training.
Reps.
I buy into that.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can't just be out on a random field, and if he's training, say, in Florida, and you can't replicate the same speed and intensity that you have at training camp with your teammates, with your actual quarterback that's delivering you the ball. That will be in regular season games.
Yeah, the only thing I can compare it to is, like, in my younger days, we used to play a lot of basketball. Like, if you could shoot baskets, you drive where you want, you can shoot and hang out. Yeah. But when you actually start balling again with your boys, man, you realize how rusty you are.
Yeah. Pick up basketball, much different than organized, real game.
Yeah, you just realize how different it is.
Yeah.
And even just like hitting balls at a range versus going out there and now actually keeping score and playing golf, right? The reps of a real round.
Well, that's why you have not only range practice, but there's also on-course practice.
Yeah, yeah. Speaking of golf, of course, we have Neil, who's going to come on a little bit, talk about the McLaurin situation and others, as we mentioned.
Looking good in our pool?
Well, the pool, I almost think we have to do this over, because Brian Harman right now is 7-under. No, I'm just saying, if nobody hits this, like, the carryover is going to be big next year. I almost feel like we should have our money, like $10 or whatever we're doing every time, in like some sort of pot.
Well,
because
it is.
So otherwise. No, it is. It's a theoretical pot, but like at some point, I'm gonna have to pay somebody $80.
If no one cashes, means the Masters pool will be $30.
Yeah, I mean, it just keeps going up.
Let's do this.
I actually thought I was in good shape yesterday because I took Scotty, because for whatever reason, Drabby didn't want to take Scotty, boring Scotty, and Scotty finished one back. Well, the guys are lighting it up right now, and Scotty hasn't teed off yet. So Scotty Scheffler tees off at 10:10 our time. He's 3-under, but Brian Harman, right now, who's won a major before, is 7-under. Tyrrell Hatton, who I do think is going to break through, he's just on the leaderboard too much. He's one back. Harris English is 5-under through 10. And then you got some guys that I don't know. Haetong Lee, I'm not familiar with him. I'm familiar with Hogard. He's at 4-under. McIntyre's at 4-under. So Keegan Bradley, 3-under. Make a little charge today. But the point is, at the very top, I don't think anybody has Harman.
Nobody.
Somebody might have taken Hatton.
Anna has Hatton.
Anna.
Man, she's poised to take it down.
Hatton, I'm telling you, is going to break through at some point. It may not be this one, and it's very early.
My guys aren't looking good.
Man, I'm glad I didn't grasp it. Brooks Koepka, +4.
I never saw, but I've only seen like one shot of him, so he must not be doing well. What did Oberg finish at yesterday? He must not have done very well.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Because I'm hearing no hype on Ober. I'm not seeing
no love for him.
I'm not seeing any shots of him, you know, like on the course. Brooksy shot a 4-over yesterday. I got to tell you, I'm out on Morikawa with all his bitching in these press conferences.
Oberg's at 1-under.
Okay, so Oberg's right
there. He's T19.
Bryson +4 yesterday.
Ooh.
Minus three today. Is that right? Or was he even worse yesterday? No. What did Bryson do? Bryson's 78 yesterday. Whoa. But he's 3-under today. But he's going to be too far back. Probably won't make the cut, it looks like. So anyway, so we got Hatton up there that Anna has. Nobody has Harris English. Did anybody take McIntyre?
Nobody took Robbie.
Somebody did take Fitz, and Fitz is 4-under.
Nobody took Fitz.
Oh, nobody did?
No, Drab wanted to take Fitz, but I had to remind him he's not American.
Okay. Oh, so Fitz is up there. All right,
definitely
so that's
not
good.
American.
So basically, the only people right now that are Hatton for Anna, and then I guess the next closest is
Scheffler's at -3.
Scheffler, who I have.
I mean, Fleetwood's not that far back.
Yeah, Fleetwood's 2-under.
2-under. Right, but that's still 5 back. I'm not saying Fleetwood can't win it. But right now, if this was the final round, we'd be sweating Hatton. That's who we'd be sweating.
I got Justin Rose. At one point, I feel like on TV, I saw him at -4. He finished even. He struggled.
Yeah, it's so hard.
Back down the stretch.
A lot of golf left.
There's definitely a ton of golf left. There's a ton of golf. So, all right, when we come back, let's do Neil. He'll give us his take on the Terry McLaurin contract situation. He could break down the numbers. He could tell us how everybody over age 30 sucks. we'll get all that when we come back. Don't go anywhere.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.